Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 539 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, here's today's question from Matt.
Hi, Pat. This is Matt from QuickRegister.net. You have an excellent blog. I really enjoy it. Well done. Quick question. Which bloggers have been your biggest influences? Who are your influencers? Who are some bloggers who have influenced you and motivated you to come up with your fantastic blog? Thank you so much.
Hey, what's up, Matt? Thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it. And I love when I get asked this question because I'm always happy to share who has had major influence on me when getting started and who is having a major influence on me now. And when I created this list of people before I got on the record button here and started, or got on the microphone and started recording, you know, it's interesting because I've gone through a journey of those who have influenced me over time, and it all depends on kind of what I'm working on or what I'm trying to do. So it's similar to some of you have heard me talk about just-in-time learning before, where you only allow yourself to learn and consume information based on that next task that you're working on, that one thing that's next on your list. Well, for me, looking at this list here right in front of me, I'll read it off in just a second. But these people relate or became influencers related to the things that I was trying to do at that time. And that's what I've been continuing to do. So when I first got started, you know, there were by far the top influencers were Jeremy and Jason from Internet Business Mastery. I mean, they were the ones who helped me believe that all of this was possible, that online business was a solution. This was after I got laid off. I discovered them back in 2008. And ever since then, I've just been huge fans of them over at, again, internetbusinessmastery.com. You can look up their podcast on iTunes, Internet Business Mastery, and I credit them for a lot of what I've learned, but mostly just the inspiration on making sure that I knew in my head that this is something that was possible through sharing other people's success stories, through teaching me steps on how to do certain things that really gave me the confidence I needed to move forward. So big shout out. Thank you to Jeremy and Jason from Internet Business Mastery. Again, being a great example and being that really fresh of breath air in the internet marketing space at that time when everybody else was just talking about getting rich quick and making a ton of money overnight and all this stuff. They weren't playing that game, and I really appreciated that. And that's, you know, part of the reason why I do the same thing that I share quite upfront and honestly that this isn't easy. This isn't an overnight thing. And, you know, that helped put things into perspective for me when I first started. And that's what I'm trying to do for other people too, who are listening to me, who are following my lead, who are reading my blog. Another person that was very influential was Darren Rouse over at ProBlogger.net. He and I have actually connected and became very good friends. I've spoken at his event, and he's been a major influence on me for a long time now. And when I was first starting out, he was the one who I looked to for a lot of the blogging advice. I got to connect with him a couple times on a live stream, which was really cool, back in 2009, 2008. But more so just through his example of being really, really consistent with his content and always, you know, providing great information to help me as a new blogger. So that was really helpful. And I want to thank Darren for that too. He was also one of the first ones to interview me and share that with his list, which was huge. And speaking of that, the actual first person to interview me and share me in front of a large audience was Yaro Starek from Entrepreneur's Journey. You could find him at entrepreneurs-journey.com. And that was huge. I actually owe him a big, I owe him a lot because I actually reached out to interview him for my podcast, and that interview turned into one where he then interviewed me afterwards. And unfortunately, I had lost his interview in a hard drive failure, but he was still willing to publish mine. And that was when I talked about Green Exam Academy and the success I had with that. And that sort of put me on the map a little bit, if you will, back in 2009 when I was first blogging with smartpassiveincome.com. So, you know, those three or four, if you count Jeremy and Jason together as four people, but, you know, Internet Business Mastery, ProBlogger.net, and Entrepreneur's Journey, the people who manned those sites, those were big influences for me when I was first starting out. And they were really there to help me get started and get the confidence moving forward. Then I looked up to people who had helped me see what else is possible, to grow beyond what I had thought was possible for me, and to sort of treat what I was doing as more of a business, like as if I was a CEO of what I was doing. And I was looking really high. I was looking toward people like Tim Ferriss and Ramit Sethi over at IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com, and also Lewis Howes, of course, who's been doing massive things in the market and being a big inspiration for a lot of people too. Always going big. You know, these are big players. They don't play small, and that's something I wanted to do. I wanted to stop playing small, stop being a scrappy entrepreneur, and start actually taking those bold actions that are required to grow big so that I can serve more people. And this is where, you know, a lot of the inspiration for what I'm doing now is coming from these people and many others too. So the book, for example, Will It Fly, which just came out, you can check it out at willitflybook.com. This is the start of a change that you'll see on SPI. Not a change in terms of being a CEO where you'll never see me again and you'll start to see sort of a team of writers come on board. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm still going to be here for you. I'm still going to be writing, still going to be podcasting, that sort of thing. But CEO more in terms of big, bold actions like this book that are going to move the needle. Big, bold actions in terms of getting the systems in place, building the team, and all those sorts of things. I've been looking up to, again, Tim Ferriss, Ramit Sethi, and Lewis Howes for those kinds of things. And then beyond that, I'm looking a lot toward philanthropic things that I want to do in the future. And I'm getting a lot of inspiration from Adam Braun, episode 106 of the SPA podcast, smartpassiveincome.com/session106, I believe, or it might have been 102, but that was with Adam Braun. And it was then that I realized that there was so much more I could do with this platform that I have, with the money that I'm generating, to help people who really, really need it, who don't even have opportunities. And this is where I got involved with Pencils of Promise. And for my birthday in 2014, in December, I decided to, instead of ask for gifts, to ask people to donate to a campaign to build a school in Ghana. And I said, if we raised $25,000 through pencilsofpromise.org to build a school, we would build two schools. And or I would match so we could build two schools. And we were able to do that. I actually went to Ghana to visit those schools in June last year, 2015. And it was such an amazing experience. I came back and immediately signed on to become an advisor for the company, to get connected with a lot of the other philanthropic people on there so I could do bigger and better things down the road. So, you know, you're going to start to see some other bigger things that I'm doing in terms of the philanthropic stuff that I'm doing to help make change in this world, because I feel so blessed to be in the position I'm at, and I know there's a lot of power that comes with it, and I want to use that power for good and use that influence to help others who really need it. So again, thank you all for your support, who have supported me with Pencils of Promise, and of course all the future stuff that I'll be doing. You'll see more of that stuff coming later. But anyway, a couple more influencers who are really important to me right now: Elon Musk, who I don't know personally. I'd love to meet him in person at some point, but he and I, you know, I feel like we have a relationship because I know a lot of what he's doing and how he thinks, and I just love how he thinks. I love how he thinks in sort of a limitless capacity where nothing is impossible. I mean, he wants to colonize Mars, which is insane, but he is doing that to serve humanity. And that's where all this stuff that he's putting into place now, Tesla and SpaceX and, you know, Solar City and all this stuff, it all has to do with all that, you know, final goal. And, you know, that's his version of Gary Vee's similar, you know, he wants to buy the jets. Well, Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars. And so anyway, just thinking that big is insane to me, but I know I can think bigger. I know that my brain does not have limits. I just have to take those limits off. And then also Peter Diamandis, who wrote Bold. He is another inspiration in a same and similar way to Elon Musk, where he's doing some big things to help humanity. And I'd love to be able to pitch in as much as I can, too. So anyway, Matt, those are my influencers and kind of the progression of how that's all happened. And of course, all those people I mentioned are still big influences in my life. And I'm happy to pass them on to all of you if they seem interesting. So again, thank you so much for asking that question, Matt. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to give a big shout out to everybody else out there who's asked a question. Thank you so much for helping make this show possible. I also want to mention that you could go to askpat.com and ask a question right there on that page, and I will listen to it, or my assistant will listen to it, and we'll go in there and we'll pick some questions to answer on future episodes of Ask Pat, and you may get featured. And if you do, you'll get a t-shirt, of course. And as always, I just want to thank all the sponsors that have been on in the past. I mean, they're here to help keep the team, you know, fired up and moving in terms of producing the show. And also, you know, they help pay for the t-shirts and all that stuff. But anyway, no sponsor here at the end of the show. I just want to thank you so much and ask you for a really quick favor. If you could go to iTunes, if you haven't done so already, find Ask Pat and leave a review. I know there are thousands of views for all these episodes, thousands of listens, and just a couple hundred reviews right now. So I know that you do have it in your heart to give a review if you choose to do so. Thank you so much. Just look up Ask Pat on iTunes and leave a review right there. That's all I ask. Thank you so much. And here's a quote to finish off the day. This is the final quote of the week and the final quote that I'm going to be talking about, at least, you know, in this set here, that comes from my new book, Will It Fly, which again, you could find at willitflybook.com. And that quote is, a surefire way to predict the future is to take no action at all. When you do nothing, you get nothing. Thanks so much. Take care. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.